And now it's time to turn to the viewpoints section of the newspaper. From the opinions, Robert Robb writes, "Evolution flap is much ado about little, but parties involved are confusing the discussion." The controversy over schools superintendent Diane Douglas and evolution is a tempest in a teapot. If the edits Douglas made in the proposed science standards were unknown, the standards as she proposes them would be unremarkable and unobjectionable. Evolution would remain a core concept in the life sciences. There would be no requirement or even opening for the teaching of creationism or intelligent design as alternative explanations. Arizona students would not be receiving an inferior science education compared to the students in other states. Given all the hullabaloo, it is all but inevitable that either Douglas will withdraw the edits or the State Board of Education, which has the final say, will restore the original language. However, the difference in the language will not make any material difference in what Arizona students are taught. Under the Douglas draft, the following is a core idea for all grades, kindergarten through 12th. The theory of evolution seeks to make clear the unity and diversity of living and extinct organisms. Calling evolution a theory isn't to discredit or discount it. That's how to accurately categorize it. Evolution describes processes that take place over eons. Much of evolution cannot be replicated and thus proved in a lab. Instead, it is a construct that scientists believe best fits what we know about the past and present of living things. And the overwhelming majority of scientists believe that the fit is so tight as to effectively preclude alternative explanations. That's the way it should be taught in Arizona schools. But what constitutes scientific proof should also be taught. And evolution is not a concept fully susceptible to such proof, which makes it a theory. Elsewhere in the standards, Douglas did delete some references to evolution, but the mechanics of evolution, natural selection, adaptation, mutation, genetic variation, are all still there. And as illustrations of the core concept, how the theory of evolution seeks to make clear the unity and diversity of living and extinct organisms. In short, even with the Douglas edits, Arizona students would be taught the theory of evolution and its mechanisms, and no other explanation of how the natural world came to be as it is. The claim that Douglas was seeking to require or permit the teaching of creationism or intelligent design in science classes is wildly at odds with what the standards would be after the edits. But the fear is not without foundation, since Douglas has said that she favors the teaching of intelligent design. At this point, the public discussion becomes highly confused by all involved. Creationism and intelligent design are two very different things. Creationism holds that God created the world as it currently is. The standards, even with Douglas edits, would preclude teaching that. Students are to be taught that living organisms change over time through natural selection, adaptation, mutation, and genetic variation. Intelligent design, on the other hand, accepts that living organisms change over time through those mechanisms. It merely asserts that not all things about living creatures can be explained by evolution, that there are still uncertainties and attributes suggesting the guidance of an intelligent designer. The theory of intelligent design was formulated by the Discovery Institute, a Seattle think tank. Importantly, the Discovery Institute does not think that intelligent design should be taught in schools. It merely advocates that greater attention be given to remaining gaps and uncertainties in the evolutionary explanation. There is nothing in the proposed standards with the Douglas edits that would even require that. Although the Discovery Institute does not believe that intelligent design should be taught in schools, there are politicians, including Douglas, who nevertheless advocate for it. And there is a sizable segment of the body politic that would support injecting the concept of creator into the science curriculum. Arguments about a creator don't belong in public schools. And so vigilance is warranted. There are attempts from time to time to replace science with religion in a way that would disserve students. This time, however, it was a false alarm. And that was Robert Robb's column, Evolution is a Much Ado About Little.